Welcome to the Fully Expressed Podcast. I am Karenna Soto, your podcast host. This is the show where we have conversations that invite you into your fullest express self in life, relationships, and business. Man, oh man, it's the last week of August. Can y'all fucking believe this? It's crazy how time is going by. If you're located in California, we're actually experiencing probably the most heat we've experienced all summer. It's really nice. I feel super toasty and been doing so many different beach days and getting out in the sun, and I'm so grateful for free summer energy and that it lingers here in California. And so if you're listening from afar, a little secret between you and I, the best time to come to California is always, in my perspective, going to be August, September, and October. It's one of the when we have no kind of gloom that you wake up to. It's just like you wake up to sunny, crispy days. As you get into the fall, it gets a little bit cooler. But yeah, August, September, and October are seriously one of the best months to come. And sometimes even the early November, which is so sweet. And so, yeah, if you're listening in. Anyways, can y'all believe that, I think I've talked about this, but that the podcast has dropped an episode every single week for a year. And as I sit here and reflect on what I really wanted this last episode to be for, I gave you guys a hint. So this is the last episode that I'm going to be producing for this season. I'm going to take some time off a little bit to recalibrate, rebrand, rethink about some things. And I have some really exciting news to share with you guys, hopefully soon. Those in my community already know what's coming, and the podcast is going to step into such a bigger version of the podcast of what's coming. And so we're gonna be doing a new rebrand. It's still going to be called the Fully Expressed Podcast, so please keep an eye out for that and make sure you're subscribed and following us all the different outlets. And at the same time, we're going to be doing some little color changes, and then there might be another really big announcement, but we're going to be doing another launch. So for those that live close to California or have heard or maybe follow on Instagram, every single year I like to do an in-person event. We started off with kind of the birth of the podcast last year with the launch, and then this year it's going to be more about its one-year birthday. And at the one-year anniversary, we're going to be sharing a really big news. And I'm so excited to share with you guys what's coming. We're really going to take it up a notch. But just to kind of image and perspective, we're going to start doing a lot more video and in-person recordings. The kinds of guests that are going to be coming onto the podcast are going to be absolutely phenomenal. Some of the women that I've met most recently are incredible. They're fucking amazing. And I cannot wait for you to hear them speak. I cannot wait for you to experience the rebrand. And for those that are still a part of the community, just so you know, we'll continue doing our monthly calls. So we'll still continue to have our calls together. And I think with the community, those that are close, we're going to be doing an in-person event here soon to get together. And if you're interested in joining the community, please feel free to reach out to me on the Fully Expressed Podcast on Instagram. I'd be happy to walk you through what those details are. I mean, this community is such a beautiful community of women that are in it. You know, we've got each other and we've created these deep relationships, and we would love to welcome you in. There's nothing like deep sisterhood and women that get it and that are here to support you and love you and are excited to hear updates from you and celebrate you every single step of the way. With that being said, for this week's episode, I'm going to specifically be diving into some of the lessons that I've learned when it comes to the podcast, as well as just kind of sharing my reflections of what it was to want to step into something new. And I think this is also one thing I want to like talk about this in parallel with is the opportunity for change and staying open to how things are supposed to be. And so earlier last week, I was actually on a call with a very big organization and we were talking, and you can just feel their resistance to change. Because resistance to change for such a large organization, it can feel like you want to turn a massive boat around very quickly, but you don't know how to start turning the boat. And it was so interesting to witness their resistance to change, their resistance to something that could potentially save them millions of dollars, their resistance to something that could really change the journey or the path to their next greatest destination. You know, what's even better for the organization? And even in having the kinds of questions that I asked and got a little bit deeper, they're very well aware that they need change, that things need to shake up a little bit, but they're more worried about how they're going to get there. And I just want to invite you all, if you're listening to this, just think about that, where you're doing that in your life. I think we are constantly asked questions as to where can we optimize? Where can we be better? Where can we love ourselves more? Where can we lean in more? Where can we really invite the season that we're in? And, you know, in coming up against that question, you might experience a lot of resistance. You might experience a lot of resistance to change. And I think one of the beautiful things about change is, if anything, it encourages more growth. It's like, you know, at the Powerhouse Women event, for those that have heard, I went, and one of the quotes that I took away is that people don't change, they grow. And, you know, change can have this like negative energy to it. And, you know, when you feel it, when you hear it, it can sound very negative. And you're like, why would I want to do that? That sounds bad. But in a lot of ways, that actually encourages a lot of growth. And so how I'm going to tie this back to like my lessons with the podcast. You know, I resisted doing this podcast for years. You know, if you asked me, I would have hopefully started a podcast 4 or 5 years ago, but I didn't even know where to start. And as I started to get all the different parts of me on board with embodying this next version of me, embodying this new change instead of doing things the same, it took me about 4 years in a lot of ways. I felt like I'm not critical about my journey. I'm not critical about how long it took me to get here. But one of the lessons I was is like, now I've, you know, especially in the last year, have gotten pretty good about leaning into things that excite me, whether it's going to cost me a lot of money or whether it's going to cost a lot of change in my relationships, whether it's going to create some kind of tension or whether it's going to, you know, it's going to be difficult. Because in welcoming the change or the new thing that I really want to do, there's going to be some hoops I have to go through. And I know the best way to do that is by figuring it out. And so with the podcast, you know, I was so grateful in knowing the fact, for example, I got really curious with myself as to how am I going to make this podcast successful? And I knew that if I had to produce every single episode or manage the content or sharing it out, that I probably wouldn't be able to be as consistent as I've been wanting to, or I wanted to be. And so I made sure that I hired someone to do that for me. And that was one of the biggest gifts that I did for myself. And so if you're thinking about a new project or you're thinking about a new career opportunity, you know, really getting clear on what your strengths are and what you're really good at, and finding a way to call in the parts of you that you, for the parts of you that you don't like, or the parts of you that you aren't excited about, and seeing how you can support yourself in that so you can excel in that area. So that was one of the biggest things. And I think in tandem to that, you know, one of the biggest lessons is just get started. You know, I've been hearing, for example, those that don't know, I've also been wanting to like write a book, and I've been experiencing a lot of people. I've met so many different authors and self-published authors. And these self-published authors, you know, it seems like this big reach that I created for myself, thinking that I can't write a book and get it published and people aren't going to buy it, for example. Like, those thoughts definitely run through my head. And then what I realized is like, it's just a matter of getting started. And my first book, for example, doesn't necessarily have to be the best-selling book on there, but it's just the fact that I did it. And that's one of the biggest gifts and lessons that I've learned from the podcast, is like, what a gift it has been to get started. And also, what a beautiful journey this last year has been. I mean, I have dropped, I don't know how many years, I'm thinking there's 52 or 54 or 56 weeks in a year. I've dropped 52 plus episodes, which is really fucking cool. And in doing that, I've also found my voice, which has been such a gift and such a lesson. I feel like I've always had my voice, but I've really been able to like anchor into the details or anchor into how I want to say something, what my own essence, my own frequency, and what that really looks like as I prepare for this next level up of the podcast into stepping in bigger. And that's the next lesson, is like, through experience, you build on top of things, which I think is It's really important. And the other thing is to show up on days you don't want to. You know, there were a couple weeks where, especially I can vividly remember at least 2 weeks throughout this last year where I really wanted to drop the ball on dropping an episode that week. And thank goodness for Nick. And, you know, he was like, no, show up, go do it. And I got up, but I did it and I made it work and I found a way to make it work. But it was interesting to witness the different parts of myself when I was just like not in the mood or I didn't feel creative or I didn't know what to say, that I would delay getting on the mic, delay speaking. And so I want to ask you guys is like, where are you doing that in your life where you're delaying something or you're pausing something because you just don't know how to do it or you don't have the right words to say or you think you don't have the right words to say, you're not feeling creative and you can't lean into that. Versus just trusting that whatever you say is going to come through perfectly. So that's the other lesson that I've learned with the podcast. And some of the most beautiful gifts that I've received from the podcast, if you've ever been able to listen to, I mean, just in connecting with the other women that have been here, you know, has been one of the most beautiful experiences. There's been so many lessons that I've learned. Some of my favorite episodes that I would highly recommend you go back and listen to are the ones with Jessica Benstock, who talked about trauma and somatics. The one with Carrie Montgomery was absolutely fucking fire. That was probably one of the top rated episodes. It's all about nervous system regulation and how to create capacity in your nervous system to receive more, to be with more, which was so beautiful. Highly, highly go back and record, listen to that one. The episode with Samantha Hollingsworth about astrology, that was also fucking bomb. I've learned so much about astrology from her. For example, you know, it's really about you as a soul coming here to learn the lessons. And then if you don't keep learning the lessons, you'll learn them again. Also, how we're all in these different unique paths, you know, how to really read your astrology charts and how like Google and stuff like that really don't resonate, if you will. Some of my other really favorite ones was also the series I did on women's health. You know, women's health is such a priority for us. And most of the podcasts that, you know, most of those that are listening to the podcast are women. And our women's health is different than men's health. And I'm so happy that our world has gotten to a place that they're really welcoming that, at least in the circles that I'm in. And we're recognizing how different we are. Another lesson that I have been sitting on that's not necessarily relevant to the podcast, but just in life has been, you know, those that listen to this podcast, this is a very special place for me to share with you a perspective, really be able to open a unique idea within you. And whether it resonates or not, obviously you could still choose if it's something that you want to keep or something that you want to let go. But what I do know is that it's so easy to get caught up in like your circle or your little echo chamber of information and feel like, oh, everyone knows this. And one of the beautiful things about the podcast has been such a beautiful gift of being able to share information or different perspectives and be able to bring awareness to different topics so people can start to create their own curiosity around things. And that is something that our world needs. And so if you are a woman that is really feels like you have a lot to share, that you're learning a lot and you want more people to listen to this or learn it or share it, just the more that you own that, the more that it is in your being, the more that you can teach that and share that. And it's so easy to get caught up in the, but this is how they're doing it. And I do believe that for anyone that's listening, whether this is directly to you or directly to someone else, that you may specifically want someone to, you essentially meet them in their journey. Wherever you are in that, it's really about the opportunity of being able to create that perspective. And that is such a gift here. And I also know that it's very easy to get caught up in feeling like, well, this is the level that I'm at. Like, how do I bridge the gap? And you want to be a bridge. And I think just by doing, you will automatically build the bridge on how to get from perspective A to perspective B, whether this is you sharing with someone else, or just you applying this to your own life, because it's that important. The other lesson that I have recently learned that I want to share with you guys is feeling worthy in seasons. Feeling worthy in seasons, and I recognize this for myself, hence why at the beginning of this episode, I shared with you, like it took me 4 years to start a podcast. And it's because I have felt worthy in seasons. I didn't feel worthy 4 years ago to be able to share or talk or connect because I wanted to wait until I felt to a place of like, oh, I feel worthy enough. Oh, I feel more of this, or I feel like I'm now ready to receive this thing or connect with this person or talk to this person or reach out to this person. Now I'm in a season where I'm like, fuck that. I am so worthy of anything. And no matter who it is, right? Like I am worthy of talking to that person. And the way that I have witnessed this show up for in my life in the last 4 or 5 years is like I said, specifically talking or reaching out to people that quote unquote look more successful than me or have their shit together than me or are wiser than me or whatever that is. And until I feel like, ooh, I have space here. I can be in this room. I would wait and to be in that room. And so I want to invite anyone that's listening to this podcast to fucking lean in, to lean into the rooms that feel the stretchiest, to put yourself in situations that you're like, I wouldn't normally do this, but I really want to do this. And I want to talk to this person or I want to connect with this person, and whatever kind of value I bring, I'm going to bring to the conversation, and trusting that you are worthy of that and leveraging your self-confidence to be able to do that. Because that is the one area that my intention is for the rest of this year, especially as we talk about the rebrand and the launch of the Fully Expressed podcast, that's coming up in November, is going to be of limiting that gap, making that gap even smaller. It's working on like the I feel worthy now, and not letting me, AKA, hold myself back because I feel like I'm not there yet, or I haven't done the things there yet, or I don't feel like I have all the answers yet. And just feeling like I am worthy enough, whether I have the answers or not. And so I want to invite you guys to lean into your fullest expressed self, whether you feel like you have the answers to do it or not. Like, just lean in, just do. And yes, I'm 100% here for having some kind of support system, making sure that you have your girlfriends on board with you, having a coach, a therapist, a mentor to help bridge that gap for you and see where you're holding yourself back, because that's how you're going to speed that up. My goal for the rest of the year here is going to be, how can I speed up that gap and bridge the gap much quicker. Does that make sense? So those are the top lessons that I've been wanting to share with you all morning. This is such a short episode because we're just concluding the end of the August. We're also concluding the first year in a couple episodes of the podcast as I step into a little bit of a break. I also just want you guys to stay in touch with the Fully Expressed podcast on Instagram. We're going to be sharing way more on there. I'm going to be really diving into just building that platform more and that account more, but also that's where you're going to see the latest and greatest. I'll do my best to do it on my personal page with I Am Karina Soto, or, you know, just DM me if you want links to the event that's coming up in November to do another in-person event. I think we're looking at November, the first weekend of November or the second weekend of November. And yeah, so you can get the first one to access it and plan for it. What I do know from a location standpoint, it's most likely going to be in San Diego, California, for those that are listening. We've been exploring this new location, potentially in San Clemente, but for the most part, it's going to be in San Diego because I know most of my community is in San Diego. If you are wanting to plan for that event, I would love to connect with you so I can give you more details and we can talk about how we can make it happen for you to get here. So you can meet one, the other people that are listening to the podcast, but also just meet a much bigger community, as well as meet our new surprise that's going to be coming onto the podcast. With that being said, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for this last year. This podcast could not be where it is if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for the listeners, if it wasn't for the ones that really want to tune in and do the work and are committed every single week. Like, or even if you've just started listening, like, thank you for being here. This show is really for you, and I'm so excited to continue to share incredible people with you and to really help you move the needle into your fullest expressed self, because you as an individual, I truly believe it is your birthright to fucking live this life. And living this life means living every single part of you and feeling every part of you and bringing every single part of you forward. It's the messy, it's the gritty and the nitty gritty. It's the joy, it's the happiness, it's the excitement, it's all of it. And so thank you so much for being here. It is such a pleasure. And yeah, I just love you so much. And thank you for listening. Have an absolutely phenomenal day, and I'll be talking to you soon.